Yeah, so first, just to make the purpose of the Sunday obligation. The purpose of it is to highlight how important it is to keep holy the Lord's Day. So it's God's commandment to keep holy the Lord's Day, right? And as I tried to point out several times during this time, even the church can't dispense you from that, right? We don't get to dispense from the Ten Commandments. Those are God's laws. And so we can't dispense from that. We could dispense you from having to fulfill that commandment by going to Mass on Sunday, right? Because that's the normal way to fulfill it, is to come to the Eucharist every Sunday. That's the normal way we keep holy the Sabbath. But even if you can't go to Mass, you're still required to keep holy the Sabbath, to do some kind of worship, to make this a day for the Lord, to actually put God at the center of your life and worship that day. So the purpose of the obligation is to highlight that. And people say, well, why do you need a commandment to highlight it? I always say, well, why do people stand up in front of each other and make vows when they love each other and want to get married? Well, because they want to oblige themselves to each other, because that's what love wants to do. It wants to commit, And that's why the church puts an obligation on Sunday Mass. This is so important that we want to oblige ourselves to do this, because it's the very center of our life. It's the most important day of the week. And going to Mass in that way is the very heart of our life. As I said, the source and summit. So the reason there's an obligation is it shows the importance of it, just as vows show the importance of this particular relationship in marriage, Now, the dispensation from that obligation can be for lots of reasons. So you're right, it could be because of something for me. So I'm sick, I can't get there for various reasons, I can't travel, I can't stand long times, I have very serious anxiety in crowds. For example, I know people who, very sadly, for example, maybe they were abused by a priest and they can't go into a Catholic church for certain time periods, or when they're struggling in certain ways. That's post-traumatic stress, and it triggers all of the stress, and they just can't do it. It's psychologically not possible for them. Well, then they're not obliged. The church and God never oblige the impossible, okay? But then the same could be true. Suppose I'm caring for a person who has a very compromised immune system, and I can't bring home, if I'm caring for someone who has a very compromised immune system, and I can't bring home that, some disease that might hurt that person, well, then I would not be obliged to go to Mass either, right? And I know families like this, where a child is going through some kind of treatment or something like that, and they really just have to keep all germs out of the house right now. And so they're very cautious about what they can do in terms of, if they go to worship, they're very careful about it. And for sometimes they might not even be able to. Maybe they can't go to work either, right? Because they can't bring something home that would hurt their child. And so the church has always understood those types of dispensations from the obligation.